I had a boy come here one night about a month ago, and he called me. Seems like to me standing at the steps. I was right in the bed at the front door. I heard him when he first called, but I let him call full time. I caught his voice good, you know. He called me Mr. Dunny. That's a nickname they called me, Mr. Dunny. He said, Mr. Dunny, Dad, that same fella right over there where you been, that bright fella? Uh-huh. He wasn't on his daddy to get a woman get him where she didn't want him. Something like, I think somebody said 6 months old. And anyhow, he come over here in the night at about 11:30 or 12 o'clock calling me. I said, his name's Sam. I said, Sam, what you want with me this time of night? He said, Daddy, water doesn't stop. And he told me to come over here. I always take him places. You know. I don't know if I had any convenience. I said, water stops? He said, yes. He told me to come over and get you take him to Rolling Fork to the doctor. I said, I ain't going to care tonight, but the Spirit of God spoke to me. He said, don't care. So I turned him off. I said, Sam, I ain't going to care tonight. So the next morning, I get up full sun up. I said, it goes, think squirrel. So I took my shotgun with me, went over there to him, knocked on the door. He said, who is that? I said, this is Donnie. Then he come to the door. He said, what is it? What done happened? I said, did you send your boy over last night about 12 o'clock to my house for me to take you to the doctor? Your water had stopped. He said, he told you a dirty lie on me. I thought, oh, George, isn't this fellow named George over there? I said, you don't tell me you didn't send him. He said, I didn't send him over there. All right. About 9 days after that, come here to face part the night, stuck right on them steps. Still, I was in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And so he called me. Mr. Dunny? I said, Sam, what you want me to do now? That's about 9 days after that. He said, I got off the track up there. Yeah, well, he said, what's called a green bra, I reckon about 5 miles from here. I be dropping a bill for it, and I told Daddy about it. And he told me to come over and get you to run me up there, see if I can find it. I said, in the night here? First part of his and first part of his. He said, yeah, I said, your daddy told you what? And he'd pay you for taking me up there, see if I can find it. So I said, I ain't going to take you up there tonight. So he left on with me. You know, he come, something else this fella come in here for, wasn't it? His daddy did, I spoke that to his daddy, you know, I don't know why we eat it. I called his daddy to me, I don't know why the girls had done that. He rolling for. I said, George, did you send your boy back over that other night for me to cam up anywhere last night? He said, no, I ain't sent him nowhere. It put me out of stand if somebody handled me like that.
But you?
Yeah, got me thinking. I was wondering what would happen if I come to do as he asked me to do, to come to, you know, he ain't going to his daddy because his daddy have a son. How would you figure that out? Tell you the truth, a woman was found dead. See that bunch of pecan trees?
Yeah.
Found dead there. Yeah. Did Bubba Lolly tell you about it?
No, who was that?
Big old bright woman lived there by herself in my trailer house.
Bright woman?
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
Yeah, she's a bright woman.
You mean she was...
Real bright and heavy.
Yeah.
Call a doll. And she's found dead there because Bubba Lolly and them when he took the heat shirt, you know. Couldn't, I didn't think, no, I never could see no booze players on the zone of them. But something happened to her, I never saw nobody die. We found dead the next morning, you know. I went there myself. I never see anybody stiff dead in the eye, sitting wide open, one of them. That's where she's laying, just like you see me on the side of the bed.
Yeah.
Just how I was, just as big as she's living, stretched wide open. I asked the old man here about 4 or 5 months ago, I tell him what happened here next to me.